Well, it's not often we get a glorified mobster in here. Never mind one who's a cousin of the Don himself. And he has you running his whorehouse. I see. And you've something of a reputation among the girls as a stud. I can believe that just by looking at you. And my colleagues here seem pretty upset that you aren't playing nice with us. Hence why I'm here. So, to make sure that we understand each other, I'll lay this out for you. You're not leaving here until I get the information from you that I want. And I will get it out of you through any means necessary. But don't worry. I'm not going to spend hours screaming the same questions at you over and over again, or play the good cop, bad cop routine. I'm sure the boys here have done that already enough. No, I'm going to use some far more persuasive measures to get you to see things my way. You might even like it. What do I mean? Well, there's a reason they call me in when all else has failed. Don't worry, you'll find out soon enough. But for now, I'm going to need to get a little closer to you. Let me just sit right here in front of you so I can get a better look at who I'm interrogating today. Oh, I am not gonna lie. You're a cut above the usual perps that get dragged through here. It's such a shame that you're some no good criminal. I can think of much better uses for you. Oh, is something wrong? Why, yes, that is my foot on your crotch. What, you don't like when I rub my foot on it? Well, that's too bad. You're the one chained up. I'm the one in control. Besides, I can already tell you're starting to enjoy it, going off of your cock's reaction. Look at me. What did you notice about me when I walked in? The tight blouse, showing off my ample cleavage. I undid a button before I came in, just for you. Or maybe you noticed my legs and these rather tight pants. The job requires me to dress proper when I'm not in this room, anyway. But in here, well, rather than tell you about it, let me show you. Like this. There's another button undone, and my tits are already dying to get free. Do you want another one? Of course you do. I can tell you're enjoying the view, especially from the reaction in your pants. And the fact that you can't take your eyes off my chest. Little perv as well as a crook, is that it? Oh, they all say the same thing. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm innocent. Baby boy, by the time we're done here, I'll know all your secrets. But for now, let's get to the business at hand. Let's just spread your legs so I can get between them. Oh, and then unzip these pants. Oh, wow. Is that a hard-on in your shorts, or are you just happy to see me? No, wait. It's both, isn't it? I have that effect on all the bad guys. Let's get a closer look at you. Yummy. I haven't had one this big and thick for a long time. Most that come through here are limp-dick losers. You're something else, though. I can tell. In case you haven't figured it out yet, I'm gonna use you like a sex toy until you break. And I'm sure you're thinking, wait, how is this going to break me? This is going to be great. And you're right. It is. At first. But you see, I have a voracious appetite for sex. And before long, you're going to start wondering when I'm going to stop. I'm not going to stop. I'll keep going and going and going until your cock is aching and begging for mercy as I do whatever I want with it. And I'll keep it up until you give me what I want. Understood? Good. Oh, and don't worry about any evidence this happened. The cameras are off, and so is the recorder. This is just for you and me. Now, let's start you off slow. Oh, God. Even stroking you feels so good. Do you like it, baby boy? How my hand just glides up and down your rock-hard cock? You know how much power I can have over you by just holding your cock, by stroking it. I go fast and hard, and your body can't take it. I go nice and slow, running my fingernails from the base all the way to the tip, and you just beg for more. Oh, you're twitching already, naughty boy. I can feel it throbbing in my hand. But I want to feel it throbbing somewhere else. You're leaking pre-cum for me already, baby. What if I run my tongue from top to bottom? So good. I'm going to enjoy you, I can tell. Now listen carefully, baby boy. I'm going to suck your dick hard and rough to set a baseline for how long you can last. And by all means, try to fight it. Make this all the more delicious for both of us. Oh, baby, you keep looking at my tits as I suck you. I bet you're wondering how good they'd feel on this rock-hard cock. Well, since I'm nice, I'll oblige. I'll make it so much easier to get your confession. There we go. My big, soft, pillowy tits wrapped around your dick, sliding between them as I suck you some more. Fuck. Oh, I can feel you throbbing between my tits. And your pre-cum tastes so good. Mm. 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 Are you going to be a good boy for me, you little pervert? Or do I need to keep up the pressure? Oh, you're close. Look me in the eyes. I want to see you when I make you come. Oh, so good. You held out longer than I expected. Oh, did you think I was going to give you a break? Silly baby. I'm here to get a confession out of you, remember? Now you can be nice and give me what I want. Or you can keep being stubborn and still give me what I want. Now you made me quite a mess all over my tits. It makes it so much easier to bounce them up and down on your cock. Let me just push them together and... Oh, that's better, isn't it? I bet that feels so fucking good, you little pervert. And still insisting you're innocent? Oh well, if you're not going to be nice, neither am I. Oh, though I am being really nice, aren't I? Letting you keep feeling my tits around your aching cock like this? Does it feel like you're going crazy yet? Still able to think straight? Oh, from those moans, it sure doesn't sound like it. And the funny thing is, I can keep you like this for as long as I want, clinging to the edge until I say otherwise. And even if I let you come, I'm not going to stop. So now that we have an understanding, I'm going to show you how I'm so good at what I do. Come for me, baby boy. Oh, come for me. Give it to me. Oh, oh, wow. Oh, that was a big load. I guess I really got you worked up. Oh, poor baby. You already look a mess. But this was just the warm-up. Once I start again, I'm not going to stop until you give me a confession. If that means I have to damn near fuck you into a coma, so be it. Now, first I'll need to lose these pants. That's better. And next, something I'm sure you'll enjoy as I take my seat. Right in your lap. And now I can trap this thick, throbbing cock between my thighs. Just like this. Oh my, you're twitching. I'll give you one last chance to confess, my little toy. No? Okay. Don't say I didn't warn you. Whilst I'm here, I'll show off my favorite interrogation technique. Oh, fuck. I love it like this. I bet you want to reach out and just touch me. Oh, such a shame about those cuffs keeping you from me, even though I'm so close. Oh, so close. My pussy is gliding against your shaft. Can you feel my heat? How wet I am as I'm doing this to you? Oh, good. Good, because that's as close as you're going to get. Oh, look at you thrusting away. All you're going to do is come faster, silly boy. Oh, you can't take it anymore. It's too much. Does it feel too good? Oh, poor baby. You had your chance. Now give in. Come right now. Come between my thighs. Oh, wow. You made such a mess again. Oh, I expected you to be dry by now. I'll just wring your thick cock of every last drop then. Oh, you poor thing. You sound so helpless. I'll give you a breather whilst I clean myself up. Ah, there we go. All cleaned up and pants back on. But I've left my shirt open and tits out just for you. Oh, I almost wish I could let you play with them. I love having them groped and fondled. But letting a criminal like you out of cups would be a bad idea, wouldn't it? I'm surprised that you're still hard. Actually, I'm a little impressed. But sadly for you, it makes my job all the easier. Let me just get my hand around your cock again. Oh, practically jumped into my hand. You must like me more than you're letting on. Oh, you're moaning already. I think you're going to come much quicker this time. Oh, your cock feels so good in my hand. Thick, practically pulsating as I pump it hard. And fast. Oh. I will keep you going until you can't come anymore. Or until you confess, you filthy little pervert. One way or another, I'm going to get what I want from you. Oh, you're getting so loud. Here, let's just shove your head into my tits. Oh, much better. Now don't hold back, baby boy. Scream for me if you want. Come hard and give in to me. Oh, yes. Yes, that's it. That's it. Oh, such a good boy. Oh, that load was smaller than before. I think I've just about drained you. I'll let you have a little break, now that I've finished the warm-up. In the meantime, we can talk about your boss and... Damn it. Sorry, baby boy, you'll have to give me a minute. Let's just get these buttons done back up. What? Wait, what do you mean he's not our guy? But you can't be fucking serious. Yeah, no shit, this is a huge fuck-up. Just give me another few minutes with him, okay? So, the man actually responsible for all the trouble you've been accused of has been found. And already confessed as well. Which makes all of this a bit awkward. First things first, let's get these chains and cuffs off of you. And, well, you're free to go. If you want to talk to my CEO, he's already been made aware and we'll take your full statement and go from there. Huh? You won't say a word to anyone if you get to see me again? Oh, I knew you were my type of man the second I laid eyes on you. And considering everything, I think that's only more than fair, so here's my card with my personal cell number on the back. I'll take your details too, and once you're settled and ready, we can arrange a more thorough follow-up interview.